Today, the world observes World Suicide Prevention Day, a day dedicated to raising awarenesses and reducing stigma and reminding us that every life matters. Now, here in South Sudan, suicide cases continue to be reported in different parts of the country, and this day gives us a chance to reflect, to ask, why is this day important and what are the causes of suicide, and most importantly, how can we prevent it? Joining me in the studio this morning are two guests from the South Sudan Mental Health Society, Rose Yabu Marley and Benoni Mawa Charles. I hope I pronounce your names very right. Yes. Good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Let me start with Rose. Let me begin, of course, with you. Why is World Suicide Prevention Day important for South Sudan at this particular time?
Thank you so much for having us. While World Suicide Day is very important to create awareness, suicide is happening, but people don't talk about it. So World Suicide Day is commemorated so that we create awareness out there to reduce stigma and tell people that suicide is preventable.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's look also, let me bring in Benoni. Suicide remains a silent crisis in our country. From your work, what do you see as the main causes pushing people to take their own lives?
Thank you. Well, from my own analysis, like the causes are a lot, but mainly suicide is not something instant. It's always something that is building up. It's always something that is building up. And I can say that we all have suicidal ideas, and almost at all times. But then now here, it's the action itself. But now for you to reach to the decision of taking the action, it builds up a lot. And this year the theme is changing the narrative on suicide, which means we simply need to talk. It doesn't matter what type of problem you have. Like, we need to talk. And then from the other side, like, we need to check on each other.
Okay.
We need to check on each other. Because also, according to my analysis, when you look at, like, I cannot say it's profiling, but when you look at suicide cases, especially among the youth, most of the youth that commit suicide are disconnected from their parents. And it's not something that happened recently or something. It's something that has been building up for a very long time.
Okay. And how serious are cases of suicide in the country?
Very serious. Very serious. I don't have the exact data, but the Minister of Health, because it's the government body that is responsible, it has accurate data, and also the police services. As the Mental Health Society, we have just registered, so we are working on approaching these institutions so we can be part of the loop, and so we can be like an action figure, a boots on ground on addressing the issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mental health is often a hidden topic in our communities. How do stigma and the cultural attitudes contribute to the silence around suicide? Maybe Rose, you can come in.
Yes. So people are really scared of talking. They think that when you have mental health, you are cursed, or it's mental illness, like you're mad or crazy, something like that, which is not the fact. So we really need to reduce the stigma by actively listening to people, and we really need to give them space to speak out on what they are facing.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe as communities and families, sometimes we're seeing all these kind of things happening around it. What advice can you put in place so to make sure that are we trying to, you know, control this?
We don't need to judge people. I'm a trained peer counselor, and one of the core things is that you don't need to judge people. When someone comes to you with their problem, you don't need to judge them from what they are saying. We need to actively listen and involve them in the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe what practical steps from families, communities, and the government are needed to prevent suicide cases in South Sudan?
We need to support each other. We as a family member, you need to check on your loved ones. You need to know what they are going through. Of course, when someone is thinking of suicide, they don't say it out, but you can just read from their actions. First, they will isolate themselves from people. They will not like to be involved with people. That's the first thing. When you see a family member isolating themselves from people, you need to ask them. You need to talk to them. And we need to create more awareness that suicide is really preventable, and it's our role to create awareness like never before. Tell people out there, you don't need to do this. Suicide is not the first thing that you should think of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe also, Benoni, you can come in. What can you add on the same question?
Well, what I can say is we need to talk. We need to talk. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter how you feel. You need to talk about it. You know, I can give a live example. Like, everything is mental, by the way. Everything is mental. They say everything is created twice, once in an imagination and then in reality. Like, sometimes you will find someone who would say, you know, you know, then it's like mentally he's not ready to receive the malaria and he's ready to fight back.
To fight back.
Yes, and it doesn't come, like, even though the symptoms are there. And then there is someone who would say, they are down. So, like, we need to talk, we need to share our feelings, and then from the other side of the table, we need to be around for each other. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like for example, for me personally, if I find someone crying, I'll never tell them matakore. No, I'll just make sure I'm around. They cry until they finish the crying, and then, mm-hmm. then we see if they're ready to share. I'm ready to listen. If they are not ready to share, I will be around.
The reasons why they're crying.
I will be around
that.
Until they are ready. Mm. And then there is another problem linking to what Rose said. Usually we have a problem of listening. We do listen, but when we listen to reply, not to understand. And this is a kickback for whoever is trying to explain to you their own emotions and feelings.
And if someone is listening right now to this conversation, struggling with the suicidal thoughts, what message would you give them today or now? We might have these cases happening around within our communities. People might be in same situation and condition. What message you guys can put them out there right now?
Going is not the solution. Like, it's always like anakambiga mafi, lokana na mafi, ajadeka mabe haselana. It's not the solution. Because now you're transferring whatever it is that you're feeling or whatever it is that you're going through, you're transferring it from yourself to other people. You know, it's all about energy. So going is not the solution. Talk about it. If it's not a problem, if it doesn't have a solution, then it's not a problem. And if it doesn't have an answer, then it's not a question. Mm-hmm. Problem can always be solved.
Okay. Yes, Rose, what could be your message for people who are listening to us right now about this day?
One thing people should know is that there is always help. We are available. We are ready to help. And above all, you should put God first. I heard one of the listeners talking about going to church and all that. You should involve God in whatever thing that you're going through. The problem you're facing has a solution. They usually say if the problem does not have a solution, it's not a problem. So there is help, and involve God.
Mm-hmm. And finally, as we are commemorating this day, as South Sudan Mental Health Society, what is your message out to the whole country?
Reach out to us. Join us. Let's all fight together.
Okay. Ross?
We are also going with the theme, changing the narrative on suicide. We are creating more awareness. And as my colleague has said, reach out to us. We are ready to help. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rose and Benoni, for making our time to speak to our listeners about this very crucial, very important day. And we will reach out to you. And I also hope our listeners and community subsidies also make their way to you in case of any issues and problems.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Shukran jazila lekum, natmana lekum yom sa'id wa yom jamil. Zey mahna benehtafel bel yom al muhim da. Wa bingul shukran minayjil mejikum lena fi studio hatina. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Shukran. And thank you so much. And yeah, that was my guest here in studio, that is Rose Yobo and Benoni Mawa Charles. And we have been talking about the World Suicide Prevention Day. That is being commemorated, of course, today.